man of the Pharisees
named Nicodemus, a ruler of Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do this miracle that thou doest, except God will be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I said unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I said unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not yet, I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?
Thank you very much, Hayden. Can we give him a round of applause?
Brilliant reading. Thank you.
Well, the last couple of weeks we've been thinking, haven't we, about the story of Jesus here at church. We saw Jesus calling Philip and saying, follow me. We saw Jesus changing water into wine and transforming that wedding from a disaster into a wonderful, the best wedding of all time. And last week we saw Jesus showing his passion for worship, clearing everything out of the temple that shouldn't have been there. Now this week we have questions. And I wonder whether you have questions this morning. I saw on some of the faces as you came in this morning, people wanting to ask, why is there a rabbit on top of the Lego wall at the front of church? Exactly. Good question. In just a few moments, I'm going to be asking for some volunteers to help. What I need, I've already got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven loads. Because what I'm going to ask you to do is to do something with this Lego. And I'll explain exactly what that is in just a few moments. But it may be that you're here this morning and you've got questions that are more serious than this Lego. Perhaps questions like the questions that the person in this story was asking when he came to Jesus. Now, the person was Nicodemus, and he was a Pharisee. Can anyone tell me what a Pharisee was? Gabby? Okay, some kind of official. He was an official. So he was a group. Yes, Donald?
Teacher of the law.
Excellent. Yeah, so a teacher, someone who was part of teaching and leading the people of Israel about the time of Jesus. And this guy was not only a Pharisee, he was a member of the council. So he was sort of especially powerful and full of authority. And that may be why he comes to see Jesus, not as we're meeting today in the middle of the day. He comes to see Jesus at night. And that might be because he was a bit scared of what other people might think if they saw this important, powerful man coming to Jesus. Jesus, remember, who's been causing all kinds of trouble and stir, throwing things around in the temple and so on. But he comes to Jesus and clearly he wants to know more. Clearly he's got questions for Jesus. And he starts off like this. He says, we know, Jesus, that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Now, do you notice something interesting about how Nicodemus starts? He's got all kinds of questions for Jesus. He doesn't ask a question. He tells Jesus what we know. We know this. We know. He doesn't ask a question. Maybe he's a bit nervous. Sometimes we get nervous, don't we, in the presence of people that we don't particularly know, we're not close to. But Jesus welcomes the conversation. I want to put on screen verse 3 of this reading. Verse 3, that what Jesus says to Nicodemus. Should we read it together? If you can see it on screen, let's read this out. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Well, for Nicodemus, this is it. He can't hold his questions back anymore after Jesus has said that. And Nicodemus goes into his questions. How can someone be born when they are already old? How can this be? How can this be? Nicodemus just doesn't understand what Jesus is saying. He asks him, "What do you mean?" And this is the moment where we need some help. And I need some help. So, who can come and help me with this Lego? Come up, come down the front if you'd like to help. Yep, come just stop right there. That's it, brilliant. Because what I want to do, move back a bit. We're going to put this on the floor there. And kind of come around this. Around it. Anybody else want to come and help? No? Even if your sister comes with you? Gabby, yeah, come and help, come and help. So, what I want to do is give you a little challenge, kids. So here we have a Lego wall. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I wonder who can time 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right. Daddy's going to time 2 minutes. And you need to transform this wall into a house. There's some people here. They need a house. And the elephant. And the rabbit, I guess. So without dropping this, I'm going to try and put this down here. Do you think you can do that? 2 minutes? Easy. Eat wall. There's a variety of confidence down here. Okay, so 2 minutes. Let's make it into a house. Okay? All right. Oops. Off you go. Right. So while they're doing that, what I want to do is to think again, come back again to the questions that Jesus has, that Nicodemus has for Jesus. I should have asked them to be quiet on this challenge. No, never mind. 2 minutes is going. They'll not be long. We can hear what's going on, I hope. So, Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You must be born." Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Brilliant. Okay. So, Jesus says to Nicodemus, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." How can someone be born, says Nicodemus, when they're old? Surely they can't enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. And that's a good question, isn't it? The kids, as I read it just now, they looked surprised, because it is a good question. How can you be born again a second time? And Jesus' answer in verse 5, he says, well, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, spirit gives birth to spirit. And then he says something really interesting to Nicodemus. He says, you should not be surprised when I say you must be born again. Nope. Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, you should know this already. You should know you're a teacher of Israel, and yet you don't understand. Haven't you read the promises? We'll put one of the promises up on the screen. This is from Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. Can we read this all together? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God has promised a transformation, a spiritual renewal for his people. That is 2 minutes, but I'm going to give you an extra minute because I'm going a bit slowly. So carry on, carry on, carry on. And this renewal is like being reborn, is what Jesus is saying. It's a change that's so great that it's like being born again. But verse 9, Nicodemus, well, he still hasn't got it. He still doesn't understand. And he says, how can this be? How can this be? How can this be? And he goes away at the end of this conversation, not understanding, as far as we know, what is going on. Okay, time is up. Time is up. How are we getting on? Are we nearly there? Do we need another 30 seconds? Do we need to speed up? Okay, let's speed up the transformation. It's a house. I'm impressed by what's happened so far. I'll show you in just a moment. But as they're doing that, we can reflect, perhaps, that Lego is made, literally made, to be built and rebuilt. It's made to be reshaped into different things, walls or houses or whatever the imagination of those using it goes for. And this hard work going on down here, the eye for detail, that frankly the skill, clearly honed over many days and hours of Lego work. This is something that we can pick up, we can teach one another, we can learn with Lego. But what Jesus is talking about in the passage that we're reading here is not about Lego, it's about people. And you and I know the truth, don't we? That we're not like this. We're not as easily changeable as Lego. Perhaps we can build a Lego model. We could redecorate a house. We might be able to plant a garden and transform it. But ask us to change ourselves, and this is a completely different matter. And I don't mean just a change of clothing or a new haircut or something exterior. Jesus is talking about a change that is inside out, a transformation, a rebuilding. And I think we're done. All right, kids, step back from... This is like Bake Off, isn't it? Step back from the model. Where's that going? Go on, put it in. Yep, last moment. Okay, so if I can do this again without dropping it, which is dubious. Ah, here we go. Yes, right. Okay, so here, the house. Yes. Wow. And inside the house, there is a swing. I guess the rabbit can go on the swing, right? Brilliant. Okay. I'm going to put that on there. Okay, kids, if you go back and sit down. Later on, you can play more with that when we're finished. Okay? But for now, thank you. So, this is a transformation, and you maybe can't even see this now because it's changed size and changed shape and taken on a completely different outlook as a piece of Lego. Nicodemus was confused. It sounded as though Jesus was calling him to be changed in as big a way as that wall has been changed into this house. And Nicodemus just doesn't understand. How can this be, Jesus? How can I change this much? And Nicodemus jumps to the same conclusion that we often jump to when we hear Jesus calling us to do something. Nicodemus says, surely people can't enter a second time into their mother's womb. He's trying to work out how he can do it. He's trying to work out how to become this better person, how to fix the problem. What can he do? What can he buy or rent or borrow to be the better person that Jesus is calling him to be? Well, over the next few weeks, we're going to explore as church here this transformation, this new life, this being born again that Jesus calls us to. But I think the answer Jesus wants us to take is summarized in the verse that is very famous, verse 16 of this passage. Again, we'll put it on the screen. Let's read this verse together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's on there. Brilliant. And some of us know it. And if we don't know it, perhaps we might learn it this week. God loves. God gives. So that when we believe in Jesus, we have life. And here we see the core of the answer that Jesus is giving to Nicodemus and all of us who are looking for this rebirthing, this change, this transformation, this starting again that is inside out. That it's not through our work or skill or ability to build something. It's about believing in Jesus to do that work in us. About trusting in Jesus to transform us. And friends, we have a baptistry over here, the baptism pool down where the kids are. Hopefully they're not in it quite yet. Good. But this is a place where we baptize people as a symbol of that process of saying, I want to be changed. I want to be made new. I want to be a different person. And God is working that in me and in my life. We celebrated that with Lewis a few months ago. We are planning another baptism before Easter. So if you're interested in talking about that, do come and let me know. But it may be that you're here this morning or listening in to our YouTube channel and you have questions that you'd like to bring to Jesus. I want to encourage you that today the story of Nicodemus is an invitation for us to bring our questions to Jesus, as Nicodemus did in this story. You might have noticed that Nicodemus doesn't become a Christian in John chapter 3. He doesn't get baptized in John chapter 3. But he doesn't disappear. If when you get home later on today, you might look this up. At the end of John 7, Nicodemus comes back. At the end of John 19, Nicodemus is there again. Nicodemus is on a journey. And he hears this call from Jesus to be born again, to be transformed, to be made new. And on that journey, he comes to faith, to follow, to trust in Jesus. Nicodemus brings those questions that he has to Jesus. And Jesus invites him to be transformed, to be made new in as dramatic a way as that Lego wall changed to a Lego house. Not through our work, but through God's work in us. And so we're going to sing again, invite our musicians to come back and to lead us. We're going to sing, I'm going to trust in God. And this is an invitation for those of us who have taken that decision already to trust Jesus, to recommit ourselves to him today. And maybe if we haven't taken that decision, here's an invitation for us to come to God and say, yes, I want to be one who trusts in you.